But the Bible talks about the two golden candlesticks. And Jesus said that as when he was talking to his disciples shortly before his crucifixion, he says, I will leave, and greater works than these shall ye do. Well, now, isn't the movement, the establishment of the Christian Science movement, a greater work? And so, therefore, didn't Mrs. Eddy accomplish a greater work? It's something to really think about. You'll get a much higher sense of Mrs. Eddy and value her if you really see that womanhood established the Christian Science movement. Womanhood doesn't know error, and it's not touched by the problems of the world. With the world in constant conflagration, as it has been in recent years, Christian Scientists are taking on many physical problems that they think are their own physical problems. But if you can learn to look out and see what's going on in the world and handle it and see it as nothing, 9 times out of 10, your physical problem will clear up. Because you see, the world is calling for help, and it doesn't have a telephone to reach you. And so the only way that it can reach you, so-called, is mentally. And if you haven't done the work ahead of time, if you've ignored what's been going on in the world, then it will reach you this way and force you to do the work. Now, the important thing in that is to realize that the error isn't out there. It isn't over in Lebanon, or it isn't down in Grenada. It's right here, in your consciousness. You've heard about it, and therefore, you can't get separated from it. You have to remove it from your consciousness. It's the only place that it exists. And when you look at it as completely subjective and replace what you have heard with what you know God is expressing, then you're doing effective work to heal it. But as long as you take in the suggestion that it's 10,000 miles away and I've got to heal it over there, your work isn't really going to do that much good. You've got to keep it completely subjective. You've got to remove it from your consciousness, because it's only a suggestion that's come into your consciousness endeavoring to make you think that God isn't all. And if you buy it or ignore it, either way, you haven't done your work, and it might kick back. But if you handle it within you, there's your protection against you suffering from it, and there's also work that is removing it from your consciousness. And since the world is only existing, as far as you're concerned, in your consciousness, then you're helping to heal it for the world. You know, she says, man including the universe. And the only place that the universe can exist is within the consciousness of man. Now, that gives you a pretty great concept of how tremendous man is if he has the universe, the consciousness of the universe, within him. And it's within his consciousness, then, that he has to maintain the sense of harmony and keep everything going right. Ms. Eddy says, you control the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. You control it if you understand that and pray and practice accordingly. But you've got to see that it's all within. It's not without. We've got to learn to recognize evil in all of its various forms. We can't ignore it. Ms. Eddy writes on page 330, she says, evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. As manifested by mankind, it stands for a lie, nothing claiming to be something. For lust, dishonesty, selfishness, envy, hypocrisy, slander, hate, theft, adultery, murder, dementia, insanity, devil, hell, of all of the etceteras that word includes. Now, this description of evil could be applied to any organized form of evil that exists in the world today. And it's not enough just to say, well, that doesn't exist. Not today. Today, you've got to face right up to the fact that the forces of evil seem to be on the march, and that they are trying to mentally project their so-called factors or forces throughout the world. And as Christian Scientists, if we don't handle it, it handles us. It darkens our consciousness. It keeps us from being the attracting light that we really should be. And this is what's holding back the growth of the Christian Science movement. We are allowing unconsciously the mental atmosphere that is permeated by mortal thought to stay in our consciousness and not remove it. If we replace every day these words with the opposite words and feel the spiritual presence of the opposite qualities in our consciousness, that is washing out of our consciousness those subtle forms of evil that might be lodging there that are keeping us from making the clear demonstration of God with us that we really should be making. And we can't afford for our own spiritual growth and our own spirit demonstration to allow that to stay there. But beyond that, if we are really handling those words, we're helping to destroy the seeming forces of organized evil that are trying to permeate the mental atmosphere of this world and therefore control. We've got to be clear that only God controls, only God governs, that anything else is non-existent. But just saying it as non-existent is not enough. We have to see it clearly as non-existent. We've got to see that if God is all that can be within our consciousness are the qualities of good. And Mrs. Eddy says Christian Science comes with fan in hand to separate the chaff from the wheat. You have to fan away these mental suggestions that would try to come into thought and cloud thought and keep you from effectively handling the so-called outside forces that are trying to say they are there. We can't ignore them. We've got to get down and really work with them. Today, there is just too much going on. And it's our job as working Christian Scientists to see that none of that is going on within our consciousness. The things that are going on in the Middle East today, according to some people in the State Department, can erupt into a major war within 12 to 18 months unless something happens. Well, the something that can happen is through Christian Scientists. But it is not going to be taken care of unless the Christian Scientists really get down to work and unsee these false beliefs of the Islamic religion that are trying to stir things up. All the deceitfulness and the varying thoughts of mortal mind that try to come out of that religion, the self-will, the push, the domination, has got to be all unseen within our consciousness. We just can't ignore it. The conflict that's been going on for years between the Arabs and the Jews has got to be healed. Actually, since they all came out of the seven tribes, they've all got the same mentality.